Let me get this straight. You don't want to really get up to anything tonight, do you? You just want to sit on the couch with me and chill, yeah? Okay, great. That's all I needed to hear because I've been meaning to ask for a favor from you for a while now. So, you know how I've been doing the whole med school thing for the past few years? Well, next month I'm having my first trial of working with real patients. And I'm honestly so terrified that I'm going to screw it up. I'm going to be doing health checkups on people, and it just seems so terrifying actually being flung into the real world with all the knowledge I gained. I really appreciate you telling me that I'm going to do great, but that doesn't help with the anxiety of it. I'm so nervous just thinking about it right now. I just know that the nerves are going to get the better of me and I'm going to screw it up. Okay, one thing is comforting me to make me feel better, but another way you can help me is to actually do something about it. No, of course you can't do anything medical related. Just let me explain before you jump to conclusions on what's going to happen. Basically, I thought you could be my practice patient, just to ensure I'm going to carry the procedure out well and see if I have anything else I can improve on. I am going to be monitored, after all. Pretty please, come on. Why are you so against it? No. That would be a prostate exam. Of course I'm not doing one of those, silly. God, you're such an idiot sometimes. It's just a normal examination. There won't be any need to go into your nook and cranny areas. So first off, very important above all that I put the gloves on. Yeah, of course I have them lying all over my house. Just med student things. You wouldn't understand. Now, usually we would take things like heartbeat check, blood pressure, etc. But I can't take equipment with me home, unfortunately, so we have to make do with what we have in here. So, we are going to start off with an ear check. Are you nervous? Well, there is no reason to be. I'm a professional, and I know exactly what I'm doing. I've actually had ear checks plenty of times, and it's actually pretty relaxing if I do say so myself. Well, you're about to find out, and then you can tell me how it feels for you. So, I'm going to use my trusty torch here, of course. We usually have a proper device to check for stuff like blockages or any abnormalities, but my torch and eyes will have to make do for today. So we're just going to start on this side first. And have a thorough check over to ensure that you're all good. is done. I'm going to check your hearing now. Usually we would use another device for that, obviously, but I'm limited of what I can do today. So instead of a tuning fork, we'll be using the magic of finger flutters. Yeah, it really won't be the same effect, but we can pretend it works. Close your eyes, and I'm going to be in all different directions, fluttering my fingers away, and you can tell me where they're coming from. How does that sound? Alright, get your eyes closed then, and I can see you slightly peeking, you cheater. Okay, you're doing great. Your hearing is actually way better than I thought it would be. But don't get too cocky. You still need to watch out for yourself. So, I've got a torch here. This is actually one of the few medical tools I actually have at my place. So I'm going to see how your eyes are. I'm going to get up close and personal with you. Excuse my breath. Going to start off with this eye first and have a little snoop around to see if I can see something strange is going on in there. Now I want you to look up for me. Now look down. Oh, you're doing such a good job listening. To your right, follow the torch. And now the other side. Amazing, just follow the light. Up, down, left, right. And now we're going to do the same with the other eye. Look up. Seems absolutely fine. Now we're going to see how the two eyes work together, so just follow the light with both of your eyes now. Up, down, left, right. Just follow the light. That's right. Slowly moving it around. Your field of vision. Just watch every movement of this torch. Don't be shy. This light is very safe for you to keep track of. Follow the light. Good job. Your eyes are perfectly fine. Now, I'm going to be touching your back, shoulders, neck, just around those areas to check if you have any pains, if everything is doing their job okay up there. Oh yeah, I feel it. You're feeling pretty tense in the shoulders. Is that the nervousness, or? You really need to go for a massage. Also, when I was putting pressure down on your spine, it was crackling away like nobody's business. That gamer spine is not looking too great. I'm going to have to note that down onto your file. I would like you to keep an eye out on it for any aches and pains from now on. I'll see if I can get some of the knots away. I'm not promising any miracles, but it's better than nothing for now. No pain, no gain. Embrace it, my friend. Just embrace it. Now the neck. Any pain in the neck? Just when you wake up, then I suggest maybe finding better pillows. Sometimes that can contribute to having a sore neck. I can recommend some for you if you'd like. And if it doesn't help, then of course you can pop into my office and I'll do a further check and see what else I can do, okay? Great. Once again, nothing I'm too concerned about. And your skin is looking great. Which reminds me, we are at the last check now. How great is that? I'm just going to take a few moments to check your scalp. Just going to check your skin for any infections or diseases. Maybe you have even cut some lice. You never know. And those are annoying things, aren't they? So we better get them checked. Actually, did you hear a school nearby recently had an outbreak? Yeah, it's awful. A few of my colleagues got sent there to do more hair checks on the students, so it's always good to have a check. Your skin is looking healthy so far, just a slight dryness, but that's nothing to be concerned about. There could be many reasons for that. Once again, I recommend better shampoos, one that doesn't dry your scalp out and makes your locks more luscious. Well, absolutely nothing to see here. Well done. You passed your mini medical checkup and you're healthy. Congratulations. No, you don't get a lollipop for that. But you did a really good job of listening to my instructions. Did you enjoy it? See? I told you that you would find it relaxing in the end. I'm guessing you won't miss the appointment when you actually do get to have the real medical exam. Glad to hear it. So, how did I do? Well, did you feel comfortable? Was I friendly? Aww, that means a lot. And you're not just saying that because we're friends. So sweet. Thank you so much for helping me out today. I feel way more confident and ready to face my monitored appointments next month. You're such a good friend.